This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the studio with us now, we have a duo that came to our attention back in early 2013 with their single Thank You. Australia, well, we loved Thank You. It was sitting in the charts for more than 20 weeks, half that time in our top 10 and 4 times platinum certified sales. Since then, MKTO have brought us Joy Favourite and mine, Classic, which also was also in the top 10 here in Australia, God Only Knows and American Dream, all form part of the debut album released last year, and now we've got a brand new single for the boys in 2015. Ooh, we are so very excited to have them with us here now. Malcolm Kelly, Tony Ola, our MKTO.
That was an amazing intro. Yes, that was great. Awesome. That
I'm pretty good at it.
I like that.
Thank you for my script writer. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you, man. Good to be here.
Thanks
that
for
was
having
the coolest
us.
Intro ever. I love that. Bring you back.
Now, going back to 2013 first, mm-hmm. Australia went nuts for yes. Thank You. It was the most successful market for that song, yeah?
It was incredible, you know. Australia's always been from day one. The one thing we've always loved is I feel like y'all just play music you enjoy. And I think that's something that's missing in a lot of parts of the world. You know, there's too much politics involved. And we just always appreciated it, man. So it's been a... feels like a second home, you know what I mean? It's always good to be down here, and I've always loved Melbourne. I gotta be honest, I've always loved Melbourne a little bit more than Sydney because I love how it's very artsy, and I love that world.
Excellent. And you know that is totally the correct yes. answer. Yeah.
I mean it, though. We have some friends down here. You know, it's just a beautiful place. I love the culture down here.
Fantastic.
Now, I did read, because I'm going to go even further back here. Oh. I read that you guys met while you were both starring in a Disney TV series.
Yes.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Was it with Miley?
No.
It was a
Nickelodeon show. But we met on it, and it was called Gigantic. It was a really cool cool fun thing, you know. It was a blast to do, but it led me to meeting this guy, and you know, we just kind of find ourselves every time after shooting putting up covers on YouTube, and just we really like music. I don't think we took it seriously really, but we started taking it seriously, and it led us to where we are today. So we're very thankful.
Yeah. So were you actors then, or was music first, and you just acting was there and available
no,
a
yeah.
job? Or
no, we were actors first, but I think music was always a passion we loved. And you know, when the season kind of ended, you know, we would just look at some of the comments up on YouTube from the covers, and they're like, "You guys should tour, and I wish you would come to this city," and you know, so mm-hmm. forth. So you know, we met some awesome producers who signed us as writers, and I hope to get signed to a label. You know, actually make this dream come true. So it was just something we always wanted to do, and the fact that we got to do it together for a little bit was awesome. So it's been great.
How did you guys actually, was it just like chatting on this TV show that you realized you both liked the music and that you wanted to jam a little? And
I think the cool thing about acting is there's always like so much downtime between takes, you know. We just kind of find ourselves in the dressing room and just finding, you know, I think at the time went to this website which just basically gave beats, and we just try to write music off it. And and we just realized how much we loved it. And, you know, like you said, once people started kind of, you know, saying that you guys should take it more seriously and, you know, do some shows and do some stuff, you know, we just very, you know, I believe the world's aligned and destiny is destiny and things happen for a reason. And we just met some people that were really supportive of what we wanted to do. And it was we were so thankful that they were down to do what we wanted to do. We were, you know, able to write as much as, you know, in these days and era, there's not many people that write anymore, unfortunately. But, It's been an amazing experience, man. We've had so much fun, and we're just learning each time we write a new record. But with this record, Bad Girls EP, kind of gives you a little preview of what's to come with the full one.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, so your second single, Classic, that was also a huge hit here. Yeah. It was definitely one of our favorites, and I'm pretty sure we played it first here.
Yeah.
Thank you. But it was also the breakthrough track for you guys back at home in the
yes.
US of A.
Yes.
How was that?
It was great, man. You know, Australia definitely got the jump start on showing us, you know, a lot of love on the radio station and just with the fans. You know, like you said, you guys are really about the music. So that definitely caught on here, and it took a little while to catch on in the States, but they definitely caught on. You know, we had a platinum single, so that was just awesome, man. And to know that it kind of took off here in Australia first was definitely awesome. Did our first tour, so we're just so excited about this first album, this next album, that we had to come back over here, do some more promo, man, so we can get ready for this tour. We're so excited.
Yeah.
MKTO are with us in the studio right now. More with the boys shortly.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, and in the studio with us still are one of our favourite US bands at the moment, Malcolm Kelly and Tony Ola, RMKTO.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm going to ask you this question. Are you resigned to the fact that because of the MKTO name, you'll always be introduced second?
Oh, it was weird. I mean, we didn't really think. I mean, here's how bad the name in general, we were thinking about names. Our first idea was Role Models. Don't know why. I mean, we're not at all, we're not perfect. I mean, we like to have fun. We didn't really think about it too much. I think MKTO in general is just a tongue twister enough as it is. So we really just wanted to make it about the music. It just so happens to be our initials. I don't know if we ever even thought about T-O going T-O-M-K, but it just worked with that. I've never been.
So you weren't going to go with Tomk?
No, no, no. No Tomk.
Now, when Love you're it. Both writing and recording songs, how do you work out who's going to sing which bits, and are the different styles of notes that both one's better at than the other?
I mean, we definitely bring two different worlds together, which has always been cool. You know, I don't know anything about rap and in that world when it comes to knowing how to, you know, make bars and all that stuff. And it's one of those things to where we just kind of each have our own ideas that we bring to the table. And conceptually, when we're finding a song, you know, we usually will start with the chorus for Bad Girls. That's what we did. And you know, let everything else kind of come around it to create what we always want it to be is a full story and kind of feel like a movie. But yeah, you know, especially with the second record, we knew our parts better as to what we, you know, are really, really strong at. And it just made the writing process really, really smooth and fun. So, yeah.
Now, another of our favorite tracks here at Joy is God Only Knows.
Hey.
And it's another platinum selling single here in Australia.
Love it.
Now, the video for God Only Knows is lots of fun.
Yeah.
And it plays up to the whole two good mates hanging out thing. Is that what you were going for?
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, God Only Knows is a funny story because we're always writing music in general and just, you know, pitching it to other artists and just seeing where it goes. God Only Knows, ironically, was supposed to go to One Direction, and so it didn't work out, but we were like, we're not gonna not have this song on the record, so we took it back and we put it on, and we were happy to see the response with it. But yeah, you know, we had so much fun doing that music video. We actually shot it with John, who did Thrift Shop for Macklemore, so mm-hmm. He just got cool ideas. We had a blast. You know, the one thing we always like to do is to show we're just two friends having fun, man. We don't take things too much seriously, but we like to have fun.
Definitely showed that. Definitely showed that.
Now, what was the video game you were both fighting over?
It made it up, but yeah. It looks like a version of Donkey Kong, right? Like, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You've just ruined the illusion.
I wish it was Donkey Kong.
But do you guys play video games?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What's the fave at the moment?
You know what I always recommend is, you know how, you know, sometimes people get really stressed out in driving and traffic and all that stuff? Get Grand Theft Auto, right? And then take out your anger, go find that red car that cut you off, and then blow them up with the bazooka. And you'll get all your stress out within that second. But you know, Grand Theft Auto, NBA, you know, we love video games, man. I like to take my Xbox when I can places and play in the hotel room. So
fantastic, fantastic. Tony Oller and Malcolm Kelly,
yes.
MKTO, are with us here on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, Malcolm and Tony from MKTO are in the studio with us now.
Now, guys, you've been in Australia on promo a few times. Mm-hmm. When are we going to get to see you guys touring and some live shows?
Oh, yeah. You know, definitely got the EP out right now, trying to get this album out. We know it's almost done or so close to being finished, and hopefully we get that out at the end of the year, and we'll be touring at the end of the year. So that's the hope right now, but we don't have a for sure date. But
we're gonna keep
we got our fingers crossed.
We are kidding. But when we did this tour, it was the coolest thing because it not only was our first headlining tour, but, I mean, it was like, you know, doing that's from, awesome. You know, just doing, seeing 6,000 people, it was an incredible thing to see, man. So it's long overdue. We can't wait to get hopefully back out so, here.
Yeah. All right, so end of the year. So we'll look forward to it as a Christmas present.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. I like that. It'll be a little bit more warmer weather.
It'll
you
be
know.
Warmer yeah. here, colder
yeah. yeah.
at home.
I'm like, yeah, colder at home.
Yeah. Now, you, as you mentioned, the new single and the new EP out called Bad Boys. We're already loving the single Bad Boys here at Joy. Now, tell us about Bad Boys as a single. What
Well, it's called Bad Girls, but I like that could be the remix. That could be the remix.
That's what happens when you come to a gay and lesbian radio station. Gender just goes out the window.
However you want to jam the song, jam the song. If it makes you happy, go for it. I love that. That's what music's about.
I even wrote down Bad Boys. Oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
I was looking at you thinking... Yeah, where are you going with
that? Yeah, tell us about Bad Girls.
Bad Girls, just like most of it, comes from, you know, relationships. I feel like, you know, from wherever you're coming from, we deal with, you know, maybe it's someone you meet and it's, they might not be good for you, but it's either an attraction thing or it's something you're like, I'm going to give this a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be enticing. So it led to a song about it and definitely not with her anymore, but that's what we love. You know, we love taking whatever we go through and making them into music. Yeah.
Have you learned your lesson?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. You're probably your Bad Girls 2.0 on the next one.
Afraid of the Dark, Monaco, and Just Imagine It. Yes. Three other tracks on the EP. I wrote those down correctly.
Yeah.
What's the style of those, and are they all up-tempo? Is there a few different...
Afraid of the Dark is up-tempo. It's a nice, probably one of the clubby records that we have on the EP and on the album. Just Imagine It is a song, you know, where we just talk about some current stuff that's going on in the world, and we think it has a powerful message with some great lyrics and a great chorus to go along with it. So that's a song we're really proud of. And also Monaco, you know, it's a slowed down, very vibey song. Yeah, it's almost like a movie, what we like to say. And we think that's a good preview of the album. You know, we have a lot of real instrumentation on this album, and you know, we wrote a lot more on this album. We just think it's a little bit more mature as we've grown as well, so we're very excited for it.
It's
cool with Monaco. It's got the, especially melodically, like, and it was the cool thing what we did was, you know, it has like, I've always loved Sting, you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. I love the Police, but I love his melodies, how they're very like open, so you kind of have this like, it's like a movie, man. We love it. We love doing that kind of stuff. But that's one of my favorite tracks, Monaco.
All right. So everyone's going to be listening out for Monaco.
Yes, because
it's the personal favorite. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. The EP is out now.
Yes, sir.
The Bad Girls EP. It's
MKTO. Malcolm, you could remix it and do the Bad Boys. Let's go.
We might do that.
I like it. We appreciate the support.
Malcolm Kelly and Tony Ola are MKTO. Boys, it's been amazing having you in with us here at Joy. Thank you.
Thank you for the support. Good to finally meet y'all. Hopefully we'll see you guys at the show next time we're down here.
EP out now.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.